What's good? This is Talorian.
And this is Timothy.
And we are the TNT Podcast.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all follow our podcast Instagram page at TNT Podcast for all of our content. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. All links will be in the description. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to the TNT Podcast. This is a special episode here, and we're going to call this our album review series.
Yes, sir.
So we want to welcome y'all to the, what, should we call this the first? Because we've done other album reviews before, but this is like the first one that we're doing like this. So
Side by side.
So yes, yeah, welcome sir. To the first edition to the album review series by the TNT Podcast.
Yes, sir.
We got a special album review to do today. But first, I got my brother Talorian here with me.
Yes, sir. It's the other half, and yeah, man. Let's tap into this album, bro.
Yes.
So we're gonna be talking about this Benny album.
Yes, sir. Benny the Butcher. Yes, sir. I had put up a post and I said no one is more excited than me for the Def Jam Benny the Butcher release.
Man,
this has been highly anticipated. His last project came out in 2022. That was Tana Talk 4.
Mm-hmm.
So Benny has been gone for a while, which we talk about all the time, how Griselda, they drop at a high rate. They drop multiple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So Benny's been quiet for a while. I mean, still doing verses here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But we finally are here at the Def Jam release. Long time in the making. Almost did not happen.
Yep.
Benny talks about how he almost did not sign to Def Jam because they did not have the right number for him. And then Snoop called him. Snoop Dogg called him and gave him the right number, and then they were able to make it happen. And it's crazy that Snoop called him, because when I sent y'all that message in the group chat that day about Snoop being an executive, I think from what I'm gathering, I'm assuming that he's an executive now for Def Jam, is what it looks like. But yeah, man, we finally got the Benny Def Jam release, Everybody Can't Go.
Yep.
What are your first thoughts of the album? How did it sound to you?
Well, first off, just the title alone.
Everybody Can't Go.
Like that's a real that's a real thing. Like once you start getting to different levels in life, like everybody can't go with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if they not elevating and with you, it's like, you know, they can't go with you. So just off rip the title, I think that just grabs your attention off rip. But no, this project, man, always great production every time I listen to Benny. Anybody in Griselda, honestly, just straight off just production alone, they it goes back to that quality and quantity thing we was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They drop music at a high rate. They drop so much music in such like short spans of time, and it's always good.
Always good. Yeah, all
like,
the time.
It's hard for like certain artists to do that. So the amount of projects that they've been dropping and the amount of content they've been giving us in this short span of time, these 2-3 albums a year, it's always just, I don't know, next level. Lyrically, I mean, bro, it's Benny, bro.
It's Benny, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Benny's gonna always come with the bars, you know. He always got the, you know,
storytelling.
That's what I think I liked about this project, like, because we know we always talk about storytelling rap. It ain't too many rappers that are doing stories. You know, you got the Coles, the Kendricks, but I love that the people in Griselda, they are doing storytelling. They're doing they just giving you real hip hop, quotables, giving you double entendres, triple entendres, just pure lyricism. But for me, just off the first listen, I love the project. I love it. It's almost hard for me to just not like anything that they drop.
Yeah, you already know me. Griselda Stan over here on this side.
Yeah. Features, amazing. They got the Wayne feature.
Mm-hmm. I was super happy about that.
Wayne snapped. And
Big Dog.
We're going to probably have to talk about this Wayne feature run.
Oh, yeah. He's on a run. I've been saying he's on a run.
Because what? Last 2-3 years? Four years?
I want to say since COVID.
Yeah.
COVID happened, and he was just like, shit, I'm about to remind y'all, motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
I'm him.
Yeah. Stove Guy Cooks. Armani Caesar, she was snapping.
That record was dope.
Yeah, she snapped.
Buffalo Kitchen Club.
Yep, she snapped. Jadakiss. Yeah, man, this project is, I'm loving it, bro. I'm loving it. I feel like I still need to go in and give it more listens again, just because I feel like there was some bars that might have went over my head or that I caught, but I might have to listen to them again.
Oh, it's definitely some shit on here. Yeah. I listened to it maybe two and a half times.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to it this morning because I was like, man, I need to make sure that I can catch everything that I can get.
Same.
I didn't know how to feel going into this album. Well, let me not say I didn't know how to feel. Since it was the first, because you know Conway and West Side Gunn were signed to Shady, but Shady didn't really do much for them at all. Like Shady as a label did not help Griselda in any way, shape, or form. And I don't mean to sound disrespectful. I'm just being honest. Like they didn't help the wave.
I agree.
They didn't help the wave at all. So when I first heard that Benny was signed to Def Jam, I was like, I wonder what the thinking is behind that, because Griselda, they don't really need like any major anything. Like they don't need anything from any major labels or anything like that. So I was wondering why he chose to sign to a major label in general. Glad that he chose Def Jam because it fits. Benny with Def Jam, that fits. Like if you know the history of Def Jam, that
makes sense.
Benny fits right on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But just outside of that, Griselda, they have a pretty big wave going without major labels. They've been able to make it work independently.
Yeah.
They kill the merch stuff. They always sell out tours. Like you said, their catalog. I feel like they're building a great catalog, and when it's all said and done, Griselda is going to have
they already have the one of the best catalogs in hip hop already to me.
Yeah,
them, Freddie Gibbs, Kanye, Kendrick, Outkast, Ghostface
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I already feel like they a part of that.
Yeah, they are because catalog. And they come from that claw too. Because I mean, they've been doing on their first couple of tapes, they had like features from Raekwon and Ghost.
They know what it is.
So I listening to this album, it was really refreshing to hear from me because I kind of did the same thing that I did with the For All the Dogs album. I had to kind of step away from, okay, this is the Drake that I'm used to getting, so this is what I'm expecting. I had to kind of push that to the side with this because Griselda's normal regular spiel is that underground, like I'm gonna go get Derringer and Alchemist and like just rap over some gritty shit. But with this being on a major label, I kind of knew that that probably wasn't gonna happen here. This is more of a commercial sounding album.
It's still good.
It's
not as gritty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not. It's still some gritty moments on here.
It's gritty.
It's got gritty moments.
It's not as gritty.
Yeah, it's not as gritty.
It's more.
There are more commercial records on here, but even the commercial ones, like I like Big Dog. When I first heard Big Dog, I was like, oh no, I'm rocking. Yeah. I'm all the way in. Wayne's verse was crazy.
Yep.
I feel like Benny throughout this album has shown that. He can actually write a good song. With a catchy hook with something that you can rap along to. Like a lot of their real Griselda stuff is not that.
It's just barred up bars
and dark beats and all of that. But here,
super gritty.
I feel like he had some moments like right out the gate with Jermaine's Graduation.
Yep, that was hard.
He was really Benny to me. Like Conway is the one that's gonna
give you the most gritty.
He's the most gritty, and he's gonna give you the most. He's gonna kill you with bars.
Yeah.
Benny has bars, but I think Benny's real strong point is storytelling. Yep. He's telling you, this is where I came from. This is what I did. I sold drugs. You know what I'm saying? I learned this. I applied this knowledge here to business here. And that's what Benny's strong point is to me. And he definitely jumped right into that with Jermaine's Graduation. He was talking about how his mom was a drug addict.
I caught that.
Yeah.
I was just like, and that's something I don't think I ever knew.
Yeah, no. He never talked about that.
Until I heard, this project.
From what I can remember, he would never talk about that. So he talked about his mom being a drug addict. He talked about having conversations with Hove and how Hove was telling him that he's the best rapper in the world right now, which that makes sense because they come from the same cloth.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to remember the song where he was talking about, it seemed like he said when he finally got a deal.
How to rap.
Or did he say his brother was gone? or something when he finally like got his deal or something like that?
Yeah, I think they're talking about Machine Gun Black, I think is who they're talking about. Sheen Gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
West Side Gun has a song on his Fly God album called Sheen Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Griselda fan, you know that Sheen Gun was someone that he was a family member of mm-hmm. Griselda, and he passed. So I can't remember if he was talking about him there. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's who he was talking about. But
a lot of storytelling though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of storytelling. The one that got me was TMVTL.
Trust.
I think it's Trust More Valuable Than Love.
Trust More Valuable Than Love. Yeah.
That song.
That's the song that stood out to me the most.
That song.
Just that there, title is crazy.
The last verse.
Yeah.
The last verse. So I want y'all to really, really go back and listen.
Mm-hmm.
To the last verse on that song, because that was the when he had got shot in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that I like about Benny too, is his writing on this album. He showed that he can do more than just bars and just, I'm just a rapper's rap, backpack rapper, what they talk about. Like he was really, really getting into his, like, yo, I'm about to tell you how I'm thinking and what's really going on, because the last verse, he kind of put himself in third person
mm-hmm.
and was talking about the guy who ended up shooting him
mm-hmm.
and how,
bro, that's crazy.
And how, like, you know, his, you know, I ain't snitching nothing like that, but it doesn't sound like that dude that shot Benny is still around, from what he was saying on that verse.
Yeah.
It don't sound like he's still around. So that song, the beat changed three times. The beat changes were crazy.
That's what was tripping me. I was
three, like, different beats.
I thought I was like tripping when I was playing it, because I had it with my headphones on. I was like, am I tripping, or did the beat change like three times?
The beat changed three times.
I was like, yo,
it changed each time he changed the story. Because
there was
a story about the PO, mm-hmm. the PO officer in the first verse,
mm-hmm.
and she was like corrupt. And then the second verse was, see,
that's deep right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
talking about a corrupt PO.
Corrupt PO.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then the second verse was about some family stuff, and then the last verse was about him getting shot in Houston and how the dude, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
But
I feel like this album, he went on more of like he was in his like conceptual storytelling bag. Like he was. This is great for a Def Jam debut, bro. This is amazing.
Yeah, because he was saying that it was going to be, because he sparked up a lot of controversy whenever he said that his Def Jam debut was going to be compared to DMX's It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Mm.
Now, I can understand how that can be misconstrued. Like, yeah. I think people were trying to compare, because It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. That's a classic.
That's
awesome. DMX's like greatest contribution.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people were like, you're comparing yourself to, because, you know, DMX, he went platinum twice. He dropped two albums that year in 98. He dropped It's Dark and Hell Is Hot and Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood.
Blood of My Blood, yeah.
The same year.
Both
number ones, both went platinum. So I think a lot of people were like, you're not finna do that. Like, come on. Like, you're not fit. But I don't think that's what he was trying to say. I think he was saying, I'm about to like bring y'all that feeling.
That feeling, that spirit back.
Yeah, I'm about to bring y'all that.
And DMX loved them.
Oh yeah! Oh,
I've seen videos when he was rapping with.
They're on his last posthumous album.
He loved, like, because it was actually kind of hard to please DMX when it came to like certain rappers, like.
Rest in peace,
DMX. Actually loved Griselda, like he loved them.
Yeah, man.
But I think they reminded him of himself.
Yeah.
Like, so like he was just like, yeah, like. But nah, I think that's what he mean. They took that, I think, out of context.
Yeah,
he means that spirit. He's gonna give that feeling back.
Yeah,
that DMX.
Yeah. I'm glad that that Benny was the one, because I feel like Griselda, I love all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I always felt like Benny was the star. Like I feel like Benny was
he's the star.
He's the star. West Side
is my favorite though.
Conway, because lyricist.
Yeah, yeah, like Conway is my favorite, but Benny is the star. But then
West Side Gunn is the head. He's a mastermind.
It's like It's like a three-headed monster.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They all need it.
Yeah.
Like, they all, like, all of them are so great.
It's a legendary run, man. Griselda's a legendary run. And I feel like, you know, West Side Gunn is the most important piece, because without him, you don't have
absolutely
Griselda. So I feel like they all have their roles. And, yeah, I think Benny is the star. So, to me, it made sense for him to be the one to sign to Def Jam.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like Conway, he's still you know, moving. He's still moving out here. Absolutely. It's just he's just more the gritty, want to say underground. Yep. Not really.
He moving more solo.
Yeah.
He moving more kind of independent, staying in his same bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, man. So yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite records. I like
probably
the,
my favorite record.
I like the Braun joint. I like the Braun joint because I feel like a lot of people did not like the Benny and Hit Boy. Mm. I did.
I did too.
I like the Benny and Hit Boy album. Yeah. Like, I still go back to that because I like it when I love the grittiness. I love when they rap over Derringer. Mm-hmm. But I also like, it's like what we say about J. Cole, like, mm-hmm, step out of your comfort zone, do some other production.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I think Benny and Hit Boy are great together. And I think it's only going to get better over time as they work with each other and learn each other more.
Yep. I feel like they're gonna get, I hope they give us more projects.
Oh yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, I hope they give us like a multiple projects, or like almost like how him and Nas did. Like
multiple
albums.
Yeah, man, for sure. So Braun, that was one of my favorite joints. Yeah. Everybody Can't Go. That kind of reminded me of one of my favorite records by Benny, mm-hmm, is off of that Hit Boy album. It's the Thank God I Made It, because, mm-hmm, you know, I love introspective. I love it when rappers get in that bag of like, yo, I'm about to really give you like what I'm thinking and emotion, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So Thank God I Made It, that's off of the Hit Boy project. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite songs, and that's what Everybody Can't Go kind of reminded me of.
Yeah,
he was kind of in that bag. Back Again with Snoop.
Yep,
that was just project. That's that braggadocious, mm-hmm, shit that I like. Yep. That's that braggadocious shit that I like, that I'm better than all of you, mm-hmm, and I'm here, and it's Griselda.
Yo, we need to talk about Stove God Cooks more too, man.
Yo, listen.
That dude there, bro.
Listen, I tried. Listen, when he dropped Reasonable Drought.
Yep, that was crazy.
That was dropped in 2020. That dropped during COVID, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Marciano produced the entire project.
Shout out to Rock.
Yeah, shout out to Rock Marciano, man. Stove God Cooks, though.
That guy there, bro.
Because it's been a while since we've had another project from him, because I think Griselda got in on him early. They were like, oh, no, he's dope. He's coming over.
He's coming with us.
So he's been on every Griselda project since then. So I'm waiting. He's one of the more anticipated people that I'm waiting to hear his next solo project.
Because
he's been all over Griselda albums. And yeah, the joint on here, One of the best songs on here, man.
Yep.
Stove God is one of those guys where he's like Sauce Walker.
Yeah.
Sauce Walker, shout out to Sauce Walker, because though there's not a lot of rappers, whenever you hear them, they do features, they do verses, they snap every time. I don't care. Stove God snaps on features and his own records.
Yep. I noticed that about him.
And same thing with Sauce Walker. So I put them both in that same. And, you know, they've been on joints together on some of these Griselda projects.
Yeah, man.
They snap every time.
Yeah, man. Stove God Cooks is next up, man. We need something.
For sure. Buffalo Kitchen Club or Armani Caesar.
Snapped.
Salute to Armani Caesar. Yo, it's crazy because I just saw on her Instagram, she's pregnant.
Really?
She's pregnant. She out here got a whole rap career and she's pregnant. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her, though.
Yep. She's amazing.
That's a dope joint. I am going to say it, man. I did not really like the Jadakiss and Benny song on here. I didn't like it. I don't know if it was the beat or I don't know if it was. Okay. I take that back. I don't think it was bad. I think Benny and Jadakiss, I was expecting
more grimy, grittier.
Yeah.
It was kind of light for it to be Jadakiss in the song, though.
To me, it sounded like it was more like they were trying to go for the commercial with that one.
Yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with that. I just thought Benny and Jadakiss, I thought it was going to be some bar fest, like
some back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what I was expecting.
Like some locks type stuff.
So maybe if I go back and listen to it more, maybe it'll grow on me. But you know, the first two listens,
I can understand that. I don't think it was bad, but it wasn't great either.
How to Rap is probably my favorite joint on this whole entire album.
Yeah, so
because he's literally it's that old Hov stuff. It's that old Jay-Z stuff of I'm literally giving you the game.
Yep.
This is how I did it. This is how I got to where I'm at, and this is how I'm going to continue to go. And again, immaculate
blueprint.
Yes.
Pun intended and no pun intended.
Yes. Yes. Giving you the blueprint, man. And you know, Benny's been vocal about that. He said several times that his favorite rapper is Hov.
Yeah.
I mean, he said
I can see that because I can see a lot of Jay-Z and Benny.
And that's probably why I like Benny so much. So that's another thing. Like, I think Conway is my favorite when it comes to the bars, but Benny, man, because you know me. I'm introspective. I'm storytelling all day, and of course I love bars too, but I like it. I like knowing because it's like we always talk about, like, celebrities are just humans too.
Yeah.
They're just humans just like we are. So they go through everyday stuff like how we do. And I love it when my MCs that I like to hear talk about their everyday life.
The natural life.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the reason why I'm so, you know, hard on Eminem right now. Pause.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. How to Rap is probably my favorite joint on this album. Griselda Express. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You
already know.
Anytime you have all of them on the song together.
It's a rap.
Though. And, you know, on each of... That's what they do on each of their albums. On every single Griselda project, they always have one song on there where it's all three of them. Yep. And they're just doing their Griselda stuff. So,
yep. That's the family, man.
Griselda Express. And then Big Timers. That's what that... So, if there's two songs on here that I could probably do without.
Mm-hmm.
It's Big Timers...
Mm-hmm.
And the Jadakiss joint.
Yeah.
Those are the two songs I can do without.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of this album, man. Like I'm still digging into it, man. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm satisfied with it. No, it's not the typical underground sound that they normally do, but I am perfectly fine with this being Benny the Butcher's debut album.
It's a great first installment for, like, under Def Jam.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, yes, yes. And hopefully they do some business with the other two, like, later on. Hopefully Def Jam and Westside maybe can get like a joint venture thing going, because, you know, Westside Gunn talks about all the time how he wants to go further than just a rap. So I automatically just think he's gonna eventually be an executive.
Yeah.
Since he brought the Griselda train to the forefront in the first place. So
yeah.
Yeah, man. Everybody can't go.
Yeah, man.
Y'all let us know what y'all thought about this album. If you listened to it, if you didn't listen to it, go check it out.
Yep.
Benny the Butcher, Everybody Can't Go. This is our first addition to our album review segment, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
TNT.
Yes, sir.
We love y'all. Peace.
Peace.